Good afternoon, Booville. I'm afraid this is one of my very occasional... it's a bit of a moan, really. So, the question was being posed by people the week before last, mainly, but a little bit last week still. Is Audioboo on the way out? I don't think it's on the way out as in itself, but I think it's not what it was, and it's doing more and more things which make it become a far less friendly place to be. So the latest thing that I noticed yesterday, I wanted to send somebody a direct message, but I didn't want to record it there and then. It was a file I'd recorded the other day, an MP3 that I just wanted to send, so I thought, well, I'll need to do that via the website then. And so I went to the Audioboo homepage, and I couldn't find the link for messaging anywhere. And when I did a find with my screen reader, because I'm totally blind, so apart from seeing light, I can't read any printed material, so I have to use a screen reader to read everything out to me on the screen. Sorry, some of you will already know what that is, but in case somebody else doesn't, I tried Jaws and Window Eyes, and I tried Firefox and Internet Explorer. And on two different PCs, actually, a laptop and a netbook. And messaging wasn't there. When I searched for MES, the only thing I got was something about Facebook cross-domain messaging or some such rubbish that I hadn't a clue what on earth that was all about. No link to messaging. A good boo friend of mine told me that I could get to the messages via audioboo.fm/messages, but I shouldn't have to do that. I should just be able to click the messages link. It's really not rocket science, is it? And then I should have been able to see my list of messages and either compose a new one or done a reply, which is what I did. Did a reply to this person's previous message and just changed the subject line. And oh, and also when I browsed for the right file in Firefox, even though I selected the right file, and then pressed enter on open, it still had the browse button and said below or by it, no file selected. I could only use it in Internet Explorer, which has had this long-standing problem of number 406 error, where it says your browser cannot read this format or something. I can't remember. I know it's important to remember errors, but I was doing this last thing before bed last night, and I really can't remember what it was. But it's done that for ages. But then when I looked at my sent messages, by just going back to audioboo.fm/messages, I found that this, and then clicking on the sent link, which thankfully was still there within the messaging, because I wondered whether they'd have got rid of that as well. I found that the message had sent, but Internet Explorer was just being stupid, and it's been like that for ages when you've tried to send messages and indeed upload booze, certainly using the screen reader users link. When you hit send or publish, Internet Explorer has this really weird thing that it does, but it does still send your audio and your text, which is really odd and terrible design. I'm not a web designer, but even I know that's awful. It should say thank you for sending your message, or show you page you're on before, or your boo has been uploaded or something. It should give you some acknowledgement that it's happened, that it's worked. But no, and I couldn't do it at all in Firefox, whereas it used to work fine in Firefox before. The same person who told me the URL to get to the messaging page has also told me, he's told me that screen reader stuff seems to be broken, so I'm assuming from that that he can still access his messages via the link, via a link. So yeah, please Audioboo support. Not all of us are paying, I know. I am, though. I paid for my year's subscription. This is appalling service. And even more disregard for visually impaired users. We've already had Photogate. Please don't keep messing us about. Particularly after Boo Mail's been so erratic as well. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the other people are right. Maybe Audioboo is on the way out if they can't employ enough staff to keep on top of all these problems. Why is there? Someone was saying, "Oh, you've got to remember, you know, that there's only one person dealing with these problems." Well, my answer to that would be, why is there only one person dealing with these problems? People aren't going to use a service if it's unreliable and if stuff on it keeps breaking. And incidentally, the mobile website, if you're totally blind, is pretty much useless. It paralyses my iPhone when I'm using VoiceOver, and I've got a 4S, and so, you know, it's not really, really old. And when I try and use it on an old Nokia, where I used to be able to see boos and things, you know, stuff that people had commented on and stuff, now I can't anymore. All I can see is the even when I'm logged in, all I can see is the trending boos and featured boos. And there's a great big gap where the boos of all my followers... people I follow. Followees? I don't know. People I follow. Their boos. There isn't even a gap. There just isn't anything. It just shows basically all the stuff that people have paid Audioboo to put on by the looks. So on my iPhone, I can't seem to use the mobile website, really, and more than looking at one or two boos, and then the whole thing crashes, and I want to be able to do comments and stuff, since the app doesn't even do that. And it says on the blog that the iOS 7 update, rather than just being an iOS 7 update that goes, oh, look, it works with iOS 7, it's like, oh, no, we've got to make a whole new facelift for this app and make it all look different as well, because then somebody will be pleased, will they? Or what are you going to break this time? Sorry, I'm quite angry. Just make stuff that's already there work first, please. Thank you.